Good morning. Welcome to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. And today it is a first day back from a holiday weekend after the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday yesterday. And back to business for a lot of folks, including the Manhattan City Commission, which meets tonight at 7 o'clock. We'll have a discussion about that meeting coming up here this hour with City Manager Ron Fear, who joins us via Zoom. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Brandon.
And joining him today is Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse. Good morning.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here.
Pleasure to have you both on today. Of course, a lot of things going on in the news here, still with COVID, as you can hear. We're on Zoom today. Just as a precaution, we've had a lot of guests coming in via Zoom the last week or so, and just to try to limit our movement a little bit. But this works pretty well, and we appreciate you guys making the shift here this week. And I know that there's a lot of things that are you're doing the same here, Mr. Fear, with your own city manager office.
Yes, we are. So, we've tried to increase our level of protection for employees by the personal protective equipment, upgrading our masks and just our policy. If you're in a staff area, you need to have a mask on. And if you invite public or citizens back to any of our conference rooms in the staff area, they need to be masked as well. But the public areas are still optional, still highly recommended for those public areas. For folks to wear a mask for the commission meeting, we are, spreading folks out that have to be there. So we're trying to take some of those precautions and in place. And so far we're doing okay. Obviously, with school closures, that adds an added element and challenge to everyone as you've got employees with children that they may need to stay home from. We are allowing folks that can work from home to work from home, even whether that's a child issue or not, just to try and keep, we have had some departments that have had symptoms and are quarantined. And so we're trying to make sure there's a workforce. Some departments are pretty small, so it could have an impact on them. And we'll just kind of go with the flow there as issues arise. But so far we're getting through it okay. And hopefully citizens aren't seeing any reduction or change in services.
Now, if you have to do any business with the city here, pay bills or anything, a lot of that I know can probably be done online. Maybe not all of it. I'm not sure. What's the status of that?
Yeah, and certainly that's something as they interact with various staff and various departments, they can help folks to migrate that if they haven't previously. But even, the customer service area is pretty well protected. So, don't feel bad about having to come down, or we got the drop box too outside if it's a utility bill. So there is some particular, since we've switched over on the utility billing, some folks aren't really wanting to incur that charge if they're using a credit card. So they've been dropping stuff by, which is very fine. So. But yeah, there's lots of options for folks in gaining the services. And certainly, staff can Zoom with folks too. If they want to set up an online session with staff, that can be arranged as well.
Okay, very good. Well, lots going on here, as we mentioned, although the general agenda is kind of light today, but that'll be a major discussion. We'll get into that here in just a bit. As far as other city business happening right now, is there anything else that you guys want to highlight here this morning?
Not particularly. We did, we've had obviously some cancellations with the chamber retreat and some of those things were informative. We had some training that we're going to have to reschedule. Some of it's going to go on a online platform, but otherwise, I think things seem to be going fairly much as scheduled. Next week, the work session, the commissioners are going to get an update from departments on some of their priorities for this year, as well as the commission has a retreat next on the 28th of January. So the end of the last Friday of the month, the commission is going to have a retreat. I think it's 9:30 to 2:30 is the time. We still haven't finalized a location for that, someplace that's we can spread out and have plenty of room. And so, and that'll really to kind of look at the next couple of years going forward. Obviously, with the strategic plan adopted, we're trying to align a lot of our priorities and visions and projects for that. We've got several projects that we're working on, and certainly as the one that's on the agenda tonight moves forward, that'll occupy quite a bit of our time as well as the commissions.
Yep. All right. Well, Mayor Morrison, you're probably used to this, having been on the city commission here for a little while, but this month of January, where things are a little bit lighter, it's kind of the new year looking ahead. What are you looking ahead to, looking forward to here in the new year?
I'm interested in stressing economic development for the coming year. And, K-State has some initiatives, our local area has some, and we have a little bit of money coming in from the sales tax, and it's not enough ever. I wish, but we all admit, even though we didn't realize it at the time, that our taxes, our economy, were kind of stagnant for a while. And people have been bringing that to our attention. And Manhattan didn't get to be this wonderful city we know and love by sitting here complacent. And we have to kind of restart or reignite some of this economic energy, I guess is what I would call it. So I'm interested in pushing those things and attracting more businesses and more employees here. That has to be what attracting employees here is critical to our future economy. So we hear that every day at every level, city, county, state, U.S. But we have I think our community rises readily into the spotlight. So when companies are looking at locations, and so I'm hoping that the work we've done in the past will pay off as we renew this effort. So, I was a big advocate of holding on to those economic development money. You know, we didn't have a big company come, we didn't spend it. And, so we have to be, have more courage than I have had. I need to take that to heart and say, I need to be more of a risk taker if we're going to change the dynamic. We can't keep doing what we've done and change the future. So I'm pushing for that. And of course, we have big infrastructure projects on our plate, and the levee. And I mean, it North Campus finishing. I don't know if we're going to finish it this year or not, but I hope we get to finish that by next year. It's been on there for the whole 5 years that I've been a commissioner. And so by the end of next year, I hope we have concluded the North Campus corridor. Those are big expenditures and kind of sap our other programs. So I'm interested in having some discretionary money.
Right on.
Those are my two big goals.
Okay. Again, we're talking with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear, Mayor Linda Morse here on In Focus. Going to pause for a moment, take a break, and we'll get into what's on the agenda here this evening. More In Focus returns after this on News Radio KMAN.